You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Imagine relying on a dozen different software programs to run your business, none of which are connected, and each one more expensive and more complicated than the last. It can be pretty stressful. Now, imagine Odoo. Odoo has all the programs you'll ever need, and they're all connected on one platform. Doesn't Odoo sound amazing? Let Odoo harmonize your business with simple, efficient software that can handle everything for a fraction of the price. Sign up today at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
State Farm and DJ Dramos from Life as a Gringo know making smarter financial moves today secures a financial freedom for a successful tomorrow.
Now we have a level of privilege that our parents never had. So what do we do with it, right? How do we utilize the opportunities that we have that they don't, right? And a lot of that is educating ourselves on how to not make the same mistakes they did.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, proud sponsor of My Cultura Podcast Network.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that explores the highs and lows of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're paying our respects to the late, great auk, an extinct bird that no one listening ever got the chance to encounter. As a warning, today's episode includes descriptions of human cruelty toward animals, and may be upsetting for some listeners. The day was July 3rd. 1844. Icelandic fishermen killed the last remaining pair of great auk seabirds. For thousands of years, the waters of the North Atlantic were home to large, flightless birds known as great auks. Much like penguins, to whom they were mistakenly thought to be related, great auks had black and white plumage and spent much of their time diving into the water to feed on fish. Standing just under 3 feet tall, with small, stubby wings incapable of flight, the great auk was clumsy and slow on land, but incredibly agile in the water. The birds lived in large colonies scattered across the remote, rocky islands of the Atlantic Ocean, and every summer, millions of the birds would gather there to breed and lay their eggs. Little else is known about the great auk's behavior, as naturalists never got the opportunity to study them in the wild. What we do know about the species comes mostly from the accounts of sailors, fishermen, and whalers who frequented the birds' breeding grounds and ultimately drove them to extinction. Beginning around the 15th century, sailors traveling near the American and European coast routinely caught and killed huge numbers of great auks during breeding season. The awkward birds and their freshly laid eggs were such easy prey for humans that the sailors called the practice harvesting rather than hunting. In 1534, French explorer Jacques Cartier recounted the ease with which he and his crew had collected great auks off the coast of Newfoundland. "In less than half an hour," he wrote, "we filled two boats full of them, as if they had been stones, so that, besides the ones which we did not eat fresh, every ship did powder and salt 5 or 6 barrels full of them." The birds' meat and eggs became staple foods for sailors from Canada, Greenland, Denmark, the Faroe Islands, Iceland, and all over the UK. But the exploitation of great auks didn't stop at the dinner table. Their soft feathers were plucked out and sold to pillow makers, and their oil-rich bodies were burned as fuel for lamps and cooking fires, often while the birds were still alive. These barbaric practices decimated the largest colony of great auks in Newfoundland, and by the 1770s, the entire species was at risk. The population decline didn't go unnoticed, and some efforts were made to save the great auk from extinction. In 1775, for instance, the Nova Scotian government petitioned the British Parliament to ban the killing of great auks. The request was granted, and according to the law, anyone caught killing the birds for their feathers or stealing their eggs was to be flogged in public. However, sailors were still permitted to kill the auks so long as they used the meat as fish bait. In practice, this loophole enabled sailors to continue harvesting the birds as usual, especially since the ban was never fully enforced by authorities. In the early 1800s, the growing scarcity of great auks made them a more valuable commodity than ever. Museums, collectors, and other members of the scientific community knew that the animals weren't long for this world, but rather than pushing harder for the birds' protection, they became the leading drivers of the birds' march to extinction. Collectors and curators paid huge sums for a single egg or skin, desperate to preserve some piece of a species they were helping to destroy. The misguided actions of museums and scientists delivered a final killing blow to the great auk in the mid-19th century. In the summer of 1840, three Scottish sailors killed a great auk that they found on the Isle of Stackenarman. They had kept the bird alive on their ship for 3 days, but on the fourth, a powerful storm rose up, and the superstitious sailors convinced themselves that the great auk had conjured it. Then, they condemned the bird as a witch and beat it to death with a stone. That was the last of its kind ever seen in the British Isles. 4 years later, on July 3, 1844, three sailors landed on the craggy shores of Eldey Island, just off the coast of their native Iceland. They had spotted a pair of great auks nesting on the island's rocky peak, and they knew a merchant who would pay a high price for their skins. Two of the men easily captured the adult male and female, which they strangled to death on the spot. It turned out the female had been incubating a lone egg, but in the rush to capture its parents, the third man's boot had crushed it, ending the species for good. That was the last confirmed sighting of the great auk, a species of bird that, much like the passenger pigeon, the moa, and the dodo, would not have gone extinct if not for humans. Today, the remains of great auks are preserved in museums around the world, though even then, only about 80 taxidermied specimens are known to exist. The remains of the last two great auks, the ones that were strangled on Eldey Island, are now on display at the Royal Belgian Institute of Natural Sciences in Brussels. Their presence is a stark reminder of the fragility of the natural world and of the destructive force of unchecked human greed. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids. No plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Oh, oh, oh.
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Welcome to NFL Flag. In this game, there's a position for everyone. No matter who you are, just bring it. Get ready to run, throw, jump, and fly. This game is our game. Let's play. Visit NFL.com to find a league and get playing today. And tune in to the NFL Flag Championships, presented by Toyota. Live from Canton, Ohio on July 19th through the 21st on ESPN, ABC, and Disney Networks.